American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper's administration said today that the catastrophic flooding and destruction caused by Hurricane Helene in the western part of the state likely caused at least a record $53 billion in damages and recovery needs. The state budget office generated the preliminary figure for direct or indirect damages and potential investments to prevent similar destruction in future storms. Cooper told reporters the state's previous record for storm damage was $17 billion from Hurricane Florence, which struck eastern North Carolina in 2018. The district attorney of Los Angeles wants the Menendez brothers resentenced, a decision that could free them from prison for their parents' murders. Here's DA George Gascon.
I have to tell you unequivocally that we don't have a universal agreement. There are people in the office that strongly believe that the Menendez brothers should stay in prison the rest of their life. And they do not believe that they were molested. And there are people in the office that strongly believe that they should be released immediately and that they were, in fact, molested.
Gascon went on to say that after a careful review, he believed resentencing is appropriate. He also cited a recent documentary about the case and the concerns that the brothers were taken advantage of. Judge Jeanine Pirro did not buy that argument on The Five.
Number one, when a DA gets up there and says, you know, there were documentaries about the case that brought up a lot of, that brought a lot of attention and made us look at this. I mean, if we start doing documentaries as a motivating factor to determine who gets resentencing, we're in big trouble.
Pirro went on to say that the brothers brutally murdered their parents. According to CNN, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell delivered a scathing assessment of the Republican Party in an upcoming biography, The Price of Power, saying the MAGA movement is completely wrong and that Ronald Reagan wouldn't recognize the party today. McConnell added that the former president has done a lot of damage to the party's image and the ability for it to compete. Vice President Kamala Harris responded to a reporter's question on whether she'd provide more funding to finish the wall at the southern border.
I will tell you that my highest priority is to put the resources into ensuring that our border is secure.
Harris was asked a similar question during a CNN town hall event yesterday. Florida's Amendment 3 is on the ballot for November. If the amendment passes, this will legalize marijuana in the state. Florida Department of Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. joined Jenna Ellis in the morning.
When people are looking at this amendment in Florida, they have to understand you're amending the Constitution, and this prevents any restrictions on time, place, and manner of use. So you're talking about, you know, kids having access to this. People being around schools, around shopping centers, around movie theaters, there's no restrictions.
Pornography use is pervasive in the culture and tragically in the church. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
75% of Christian men and 40% of Christian women report using pornography on some level, according to new research from George Barna and Pure Desire Ministries. On average, that's just 14% less than secular usage. More alarming still, about half of practicing Christians who view pornographic images are perfectly comfortable with the habit. Only 21% say they want to quit. Daniel Weiss of the Brushfires Foundation says most of the images aren't just immoral, they're illegal.
Most of pornography today could legally be found obscene if someone would just prosecute it.
He said that's not the life Christ intends for his bride.
Jesus didn't come just to save our souls. He came to help us thrive in all areas of life. So some of our mission is to reach into those deep, dark places, those wounded places of our own parishioners.
Weiss says the dangers of pornography, as well as the beauty of proper use of sexuality, should be part of the talk you have with your kids.
I think every parent needs to have conversations with their children today much earlier than they would want to or expect to.
And he says churches should tackle the problem head on, providing resources and supportive accountability.
The Christian perspective, the Christian life is offering the optimal success for people. Doesn't mean everyone lives out perfectly, but we have a message this world actually wants to hear.
See more at afn.net.